Hello, friends. Thank you for tuning in to the Marketing Cloudcast. It's a podcast by Salesforce where we bring on digital marketers, thought leaders, industry experts, and authors so we can all talk about marketing trends and tactics. And, you know, the reason we started this and the reason why Tina and I are still here is because we love learning. We love learning from these marketers and we all want to be better. So with that, my name is Megan. And as you just heard, I'm with my good friend and co-host, Tina Razul.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. If you are just tuning in for the first time, great to have you join us. We're nearing the end of an exciting series where we are learning all about how to speak ABM, also known as account-based marketing. Now, throughout this series, we've learned quite a few things. First, we talked about what ABM actually is and how it can actually help your team accelerate, stay focused, and aligned, especially during this time of uncertainty. A key element of that is knowing all about your data because it's an important element in this equation, and also understanding what accounts that you should actually be targeting.
Yeah, I definitely learned that data is pretty important and it's powering just about every ABM strategy out there. Of course, it's very important, but we also need to think about the other side of the coin, right? So the functional aspect, and we learned about that in our last episode of how sales and marketing and even service teams need to be in lockstep in order to be successful.
Yes. And last week in our last episode, we introduced a new terminology, which is ABE, which stands for account-based engagement. And so we thought, you know what? We just talked about ABE at a very high level. So we wanted to dig a little deeper and understand how ABE actually affects a particular industry.
Yeah. And Tina, as you know, I'm in the industry world here at Salesforce. I'm the product marketing manager for the retail and consumer goods industry, but through those relationships, I've met so many amazing industry experts across the board, and that is how I met our next guest. His name is Lester McCarg. He is an executive strategist for the manufacturing industry here at Salesforce. He comes to us with over 36 years of experience in the manufacturing space. I know. Can you believe it? What I loved about his background is he's bringing in the full perspective. So he's done everything from actual automation of these industrial facilities to running sales organizations, working very closely with marketing and, you know, driving campaigns. And a large chunk of that experience was heavily involved in the analytics side of manufacturing, all the things that would incorporate how a manufacturer or a B2B company would take their products to market. So in this episode, Lester will share his take on ABE, account-based engagement, and also share his reaction to the stress and uncertainty that many manufacturers have had to deal with during these after effects of COVID-19 this year. And he brought up an interesting analogy regarding cancellations. I mean, if you're a B2B company out there, you've probably dealt with a trade show cancellation of some shape or size. And he brought in the idea of how a handshake, like a physical handshake, right, is now turning into a digital version, a digital relationship. So very great conversation I had with Lester, and I'm excited to share that with you. So without further ado, let's get to the interview. Obviously, we're in a weird state of the world right now with all of this uncertainty, and the manufacturing industry got hit pretty hard. And I know a lot of B2B companies are trying to figure out, you know, how to adapt in this uncertain time. So I wanted to start out by asking about that B2B space, since they are potentially losing out on traditional trade shows and in-person events. How are these marketers making up for this lead gen that they're losing from that? Like, what is the state of lead generation right now?
Well, you know, it's interesting you ask that, because I think this is actually one of the more exhilarating times if you're a marketer in the B2B space. And COVID has had a huge impact, as you mentioned. Trade shows are down. The traditional handshake relationship-based sale is much more difficult, whether you're doing that directly or through a channel partner. So what's kind of evolved with this is this has really forced the B2B community into a virtual or digital kind of world. And as a matter of fact, I think that over 60% of B2B companies now are really embracing digital, and even 80% prefer a digital engagement to begin with versus in-person field sales, traditional models where those things have dominated. So in the B2B space, you're seeing a real shift from the traditional, you know, things have always been kind of focused on price, quality, on-time delivery when it comes to suppliers. And what's really transitioning into that is the overall experience they're getting from their suppliers. No longer are suppliers just, you know, providing product. They want thought leadership and they want you to understand them. So when we talk about this account-based engagement, it's how do you engage these customers in a digital relationship that will complement both your direct sales efforts as well as your channel?
I heard you say ABE, and we had just talked about ABE in our last episode with Boston Consulting Group, and they talked about, you know, why it's less account-based marketing and more account-based engagement. But could you share why that shift is happening? What is the difference between the two models, and at what point in time has that evolved?
Yeah, absolutely. So account-based marketing, a lot of those programs have struggled over the years. They've been very narrowly focused. They're really using some analytics to do some lead scoring and push that out to their customers. It's a great process. It's a great concept. But I think technology has reached a point and customer expectations have reached a point that they really want more of an engagement. And so how do you engage with your customer digitally? It complements your sales and your channel, you know, the personalized engagement, you know, the handshake relationships that you already have. But they're looking for that personalized engagement from a digital perspective. And engagement would be more than just outreach. It's how you draw them in. You get them engaged in a conversation around the products you're selling, both in terms of thought leadership, technical specification, even simple things about where they can get it. You know, there's a relationship that you're building there, not just an outbound reach kind of conversation.
And is that ABE engagement piece of the puzzle, is that something more recent with the pandemic, or has that been kind of in conversations? I know you're in a lot of meetings, you're talking with a lot of manufacturers. Is this something that people are embracing more recently, or have they been embracing it over the last couple of years?
Well, I think it's been continually evolving over the last few years. So 83% of the customers want you to understand their needs. You know, some of the things that have happened in the retail space have bled over into the B2B space. Customers are having different expectations of what they want out of their suppliers. And as a result, the suppliers are trying to figure out how to meet that expectation. So technology has come along. COVID has certainly forced this digital conversation. The handshake kind of sales process is a much more difficult process today. So it's kind of forced the adoption of some of this digital conversation to go on. But the idea that it's become sort of a digital relationship has really accelerated in the last 6 to 9 months.
Yeah. Could you talk more about what does this trade show environment even look like? I know it's pretty popular, but like how popular was it pre-pandemic and what does it look like today?
In the B2B space, trade shows are sort of a lot of the heartbeat of one of the core functions of the marketing organization. And that's how they drive a lot of business. As a matter of fact, there's over 13,000 trade shows in the U.S. each year.
Just in the U.S. Oh, my gosh.
It's an $18 billion industry all by itself.
Wow.
And so you think about the national, the regional, and the local trade shows. And that doesn't even include the trade spend that a lot of B2B companies, you know, go through their dealers or their distributors to do localized events with them. So it's a huge area. And over 71% of the people that attend trade shows will tell you that they find a new supplier at a trade show. But what's unique about the trade shows is a personalized engagement. You go there, your customers are motivated to find new suppliers, to learn new things. They interact with you on your booth. You can pull your product experts in, your subject matter experts in. You can show them stuff. You can have this bi-directional conversation. And now that's really gone by the wayside. Trade shows, as you know, most have been canceled, most are not happening. But how do you integrate that personalized engagement into more of a relationship with your customer? The reality is, if you're embracing these kind of digital capabilities, those things shouldn't have to happen once a year. The ability for your customer to interact with you and learn about your products and get this personalized conversation going should be something that can happen anytime.
You don't have to wait around for the trade show that happens once a year. That's a good point.
Yeah. So as you build these account-based engagements, you know, some folks are doing virtual trade shows. Some folks are embracing virtual reality into their conversation and their product demonstrations. And that's all great stuff. Those are all very much complementary things to that conversation. But the core of that is, are you able to really engage with your customer in this digital conversation to drive them to those things that are going to actually help you to convert those businesses into orders?
From speaking with a lot of our customers in the manufacturing space, what are the conversations that are happening? Like, what are the big pain points that they're having to make this ABE program come to life?
A couple of things are recurring themes. I mean, I've talked to a number of manufacturers that really understand that their customers are looking for more personalized content. They're doing some account-based marketing, maybe not getting some of the returns that they would like, and it is a challenge. And so as they embrace this engagement model, you know, for many of them, the light bulb kind of comes on in terms of, yeah, this is more than just an outpush that's more segmented or maybe a lead scoring kind of capability. This really draws them into a digital conversation. So the how of that is challenging, because it does really take incorporating, you know, your marketing, your website, your interaction capabilities, your sales organization, potentially your channel organization into one cohesive journey. And making sure that customer experience is consistent across all of your channels, across all of your capabilities. If you're doing B2B commerce, how does that incorporate into that conversation? Do you do that direct? Or if you have a channel partner, and that's one of the big challenges in the B2B space, there's a lot of channels. 71% of all commerce in the B2B space goes through channel partners. And so how do you incorporate them in that conversation? Perhaps they fulfill the last mile. Perhaps you push the order to them. Perhaps you direct the customer directly there so that they can place their order. Those are all things that are emerging technologies and emerging capabilities. In the B2B space alone, I saw that, you know, about 70% of decision makers are now comfortable making fully self-serve remote purchases in a B2B commerce environment of up to $50,000. That's a huge shift.
Is that like within the last year, or what is that timeline?
Well, yeah, it is within the last, well, it's within the last couple of years. And actually, there's about a quarter of the customers that are comfortable spending up to $500,000.
Yeah.
The B2B commerce space has now achieved, you know, they're approaching a $12 trillion market. And so incorporating all of these different capabilities into an account engagement model is what really makes a difference. Many companies look at this as sort of it's either direct sales or digital engagement. And it's not. These things all have to be incorporated into one cohesive customer experience. That'll get you a better pipeline, higher quality leads, more visits, better close rates. You'll have a better opportunities. Your sales force will be more effective and efficient. Your channel will be more effective and more efficient. And you'll have much more happier customers.
You mentioned channel partners. Could you share more? What do you mean by a channel partner?
Sure, sure. Yeah, well, the traditional value chain, if you think about most B2B customers, is the focus has really been on product development, supply chain, and the manufacturing of the product. And in many cases, then that product is turned over to a reseller or a distributor or a value-added reseller that then takes that product to the marketplace. And one of the things that almost all B2B companies are recognizing is they need to be part of that conversation directly with the customer. So if you're going to go down an account-based engagement model, is that you are sort of controlling that conversation with the customer. You're getting them the thought leadership. You're getting them, you know, engaged in the conversation. You're nurturing that process. But you do that in combination with your direct sales teams, your channel partners, your B2B commerce platform, and even your service and support organization. You know, so that the customer has a full life cycle of their equipment experience with you that brings everybody into that journey. So one of the examples we use is in the HVAC species is you start drawing people into your equipment, for example, and maybe you've got efficiencies or equipment that's very good for people with allergies or whatever that happens to be, that you start bringing your authorized dealers into that conversation so that they're reaching out to the customer in real time, nurturing those leads along. But you both have visibility into that sales process. And yes, you make the dealers fulfill those orders. They get the credit for it. They get the revenue from it. But you're part of that conversation. So part of what's happening in the B2B space is the manufacturers themselves are starting to realize that they have to take more control of that sales process and develop that digital relationship it's only better for everybody that's in the ecosystem.
Yeah, and it keeps going back to the relationship. And you've been in this world for quite some time. So what gets you excited about the future of account-based engagement? Like, what do you think are the long-term effects of this pandemic? And are we going to get out of this? And what's it going to look like?
Well, I am excited about it. And yeah, we will come out of the pandemic. And the companies that invest in this now and start to embrace this kind of conversation are going to have a clear competitive advantage as it goes forward. You know, I think I mentioned this earlier, 88% of the B2B companies view their customer experience as a competitive advantage. So if you think about that, where it used to be on-time delivery, price, and quality, you know, whereas how you judge most suppliers. Now it's the overall experience you get. Are you a value-added member of their team? But I think we've really reached an inflection point where customer expectations have changed. And technology has kind of reached an inflection point where you're able to really facilitate that expectation. It wasn't that long ago, this would have been a very difficult conversation to have. With the capabilities that technology has today, it's actually a fairly easy conversation to have. You know, you have the ability to really understand their needs, to apply analytics, to understand how they engage with your website, to understand the social interactions that they have as a company, you know, and the things that they might be looking for so that you can really tailor that information, you can tailor that conversation to what's important to them.
All right, man, I'm excited. I can tell you're excited. The future is bright. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And the folks, like you said, who are going to come out of this even stronger and better are the people who put their customers first and show empathy and have a digital footprint. So with that, thank you, Lester, so much for being on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. That wraps up our sixth episode of this How to Speak ABM series. Thank you to our guest, Lester McCarg. I think it's safe to say before this interview, I had very little insight into this industry, but it was exciting to dig into it further. And Tina's laughing because my cat just hopped on my lap. So you know, it is what it is.
You know what? I will agree with it. I hadn't heard that before listening to the interview. And I loved his enthusiasm and passion about the industry and how he's excited for a new digital frontier, which we all should really be excited being in this field. Now, make sure that you continue to tune in next time in our next episode of the series as we talk about the future of B2B marketing with Jennifer Ho, who is the head of business growth marketing at Lyft. And if you like what you hear, go ahead and subscribe. That way you don't miss a beat and you hear the latest. And we'd love to hear from you, so please rate and review us. It makes this show possible.
I know. It's awesome to hear from anyone who's listening. We love your feedback. And lastly, we know your life is busy. Cats are probably hopping on your keyboard just like myself. But if you happen to have 2 minutes to spare, we would love to hear from you. Please take our listener survey. It's sfdc.co/cloudcastsurvey. Only 2 questions. And we, of course, love hearing from you. So with that, from myself, Tina, and my kitten, Louie, that's a wrap. Thanks again to Think Ahead Studios for editing this episode, audible.com for the music, and of course, Press and Kyle for the jingle. Bye, everyone.
Bye.